Although Handel's Messiah is a staple choral work during the Christmas season, the oratorio was first performed in April of 1742. On this week's News and Views, we consider the ballet Messiah, now being staged by Pennsylvania Ballet. Choreographer Robert Weiss, former artistic director of Pennsylvania Ballet, created the work in 1999 for the Carolina Ballet. The story and music of Messiah had always struck him as a great subject for dance.
The joyous parts would just be so bouncy and joyous, and the sad, parts and the angst-ridden parts. It's very theatrical, even though it's an oratorio.
German-born George Frederick Handel had established himself in England as a successful opera composer when he wrote Messiah as an oratorio. David Hayes, music director of the Philadelphia Singers, who are performing Messiah with Pennsylvania Ballet, says Handel's librettist, Charles Jennens, fashioned the story from assorted biblical references from various books of the Bible.
And Handel's response to it was pretty amazing in the sense that he sort of blisteringly wrote this piece. I mean, we know that from the dates on the manuscript that he essentially wrote it over the course of about three-ish weeks in a kind of a fevered pitch of creative fury, if you will.
Hayes says the composer drew on his own vast repertoire.
I think the most fascinating aspect of it is, some of the most famous choruses, for instance, For Unto Us a Child Is Born, actually did not begin life in that piece.
For unto us a child is born.
That is a duet that he wrote many years earlier to an Italian text, talking about the beauties of spring and love, etc., and somehow he transformed that into For Unto Us a Child Is Born.
On the next News and Views, telling the classic story with dance. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News. This weekend, Pennsylvania Ballet continues its staging of choreographer Robert Weiss's Messiah, a work the company first performed in 2008. On this week's News and Views, we consider how dance complements the iconic oratorio by 18th-century composer George Frederick Handel. In the ballet, dancers act out a tale within a tale, the story of the Messiah within the story of a congregation celebrating the Messiah. In part one, the cavernous dark space of a church is suggested. Shafts of light shine on assembled worshipers. Part two goes back to biblical times with costumed dancers telling the story of the Passion. And part three, The Aftermath, is a ballet in white, symbolizing purity, harmony, and balance. Pennsylvania Ballet artistic director Roy Kaiser was originally drawn to Weiss's Messiah because of the way the dance and music enrich one another.
I always loved the score, but what I took away from it for the most part was just the emotion and the power in certain segments. And that's what I think Ricky caught with the choreography.
The order of the music, for the most part, follows the oratorio. In one notable exception, Weiss moved the Hallelujah chorus to the end of part one.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
And no, it's not expected that the audience should stand, as has been traditional with the oratorio ever since King George reportedly stood up during that movement in 1743. While much of the ballet is on point, there is a pas de deux danced barefoot. Robert Weiss resists classifying his choreography as strictly one style or another. He says ballet is the great gobbler of all other dance forms.
Ballet actually takes everything and makes it more classical and incorporates it in some way.
On the next News and Views, how chorus, orchestra, soloists, and dancers come together in performance. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News. Pennsylvania Ballet is performing Robert Weiss's work, Messiah, set to the iconic music of George Frederick Handel. On this week's News and Views, a look at the oratorio and its interpretation in dance. In rehearsal, the vocal soloists, chorus, and orchestra learn the classic oratorio. Dancers learn the movement created by choreographer Weiss. In performance, it's all brought together by one conductor.
Once that curtain goes up, she's in complete control.
Pennsylvania Ballet artistic director Roy Kaiser says company conductor Beatrice Afrin has the pulse of the dancers.
And so she knows when maybe she needs to just lay off a little bit tempo-wise, or the opposite, when they need her to push.
Tempos worked out in advance with a piano in a rehearsal hall may change a bit when orchestra, chorus, and dancers join forces. Beatrice Affren says Handel himself adapted his oratorio to the artists who would perform it.
He performed it differently every year in the sense that he would perform certain numbers and not others. He would change the order of things, perform things in different keys based on the comfort level of the singers. It was a very fluid idea, I think, about a work of art.
And so a 21st century ballet continues to expand Handel's masterpiece, joining graceful movement to its glorious music and colorful text, providing a chance to contemplate what Robert Weiss says is a universal message.
You don't need to have any religion to feel a sense of spirituality and connectedness to everyone else in the world. We're all striving to be better than we necessarily are, and I think that's what the piece is about.
Pennsylvania Ballet's production of Messiah wraps up this weekend with performances Saturday afternoon and evening at the Academy of Music in Philadelphia. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News.